Let's get it. So listen, it's B&B Blunts and Battle Rap. Yours truly. I've been away for a minute. I haven't been able to talk about much. Watch the Throne 4. Give it up for the ladies. Yes, give it up for our queens. My favorite battle of the night was what I said it would be. The battle of the night. And it was basically, it was the best battle of the night. And it was by far the cleanest battle of the night. It was by far the cleanest because, Shuni didn't get off as clean. And there's a lot of people that had Vixen beating her. But Shuni had a good fight though. But like it wasn't as good as E Heart versus Lady Flames. Whew. I had to screen record gang in the building. I had to. Oh man, I've been rude. For the bad part, we got loses. Dang, like, cause there was a time when Official was just knocking. Like, she was, bruh. There was a time where Official could be stopped. The first battle I ever seen Official was against K Prophet, and I only watched that battle because I was a fan of K Prophet. Like, I like K-Prophet's, her pen and everything. K-Prophet her respect. K-Prophet, she like, I don't know why niggas didn't really rock K-Prophet. Yeah. Miss Hot came Miss Hustle's round to bark on Misfit. Yeah. I wanted to see that battle, but Misfit didn't want it because she said there's nothing in profit that she finds profitable. I guess. But yeah, Official lost to Gaddis. The thing about it is, on first watch, it looked like Gaddis did too much. Like, I was like, damn. Like, yo, she did Official wrong, bruh. At first, when I was watching this battle, I couldn't really watch it. I had to listen to it because I was at work. So I'm at work, you know, making tacos and shit. And I'm hearing it. And then I hear, in Official's rounds, I would always hear a pause. And I thought maybe my phone was just buffering. So I'm just pissed. So I'm like, all right, no, I gotta figure out how to rewatch this shit later. Figure out some way. But I go to rewatch the battle. And I'm like, what? No, Official was choking. Bad that she's choked in the second, because she could have took the second, honestly. Because Gaddis' second, like, she had a few lines in there, but the way she started off, like, she had a Pokemon, like, she did, like, low bro. Then she said something about low blows. I'm like, come on, bro. You should have no-showed. That was fire. That was fire. I'm not gonna hold her for that one. I ain't gonna get you for that one. That was pretty fire. You know, for the situation, yeah. Like I said, Rum Nitty was the only person. Rum Nitty was the first person to me that brought it to my attention that Official doesn't have an ass. Cause I wasn't really paying attention. Official's body type is what I like in a woman. So when I see her in the front, I'm just like, oh, we good. She, but everyone's cup of tea. That's why everybody keeps making these jokes. Like, Tay Rock went viral, Connor with a body bitch poem. Ugh. But Gaddis and Geechee and Swamp all fixed that scheme, so I liked it. I liked that they were able to fix the scheme to make it have more bars in it rather than just insults. And that took discredit Gaddis for. She did exactly what Official said she was gonna do. Like, yeah, she came with bars, but like, she had hella fat jokes. Like, she really, Loretta Devine? This, I don't know. I'm old school, so forgive me. But Loretta Devine, in my time, when I was coming up, Loretta Devine was one of the bad ones to me. Loretta Devine, Felicia Rashad, Angela Bassett. Or she got hooked. Deep ass women to me. Looks, but just the way they carry themselves, their acting ability was amazing. To Loretta Devine role. Oh, God. So I didn't understand why she got compared. I didn't understand how that was an insult. But nonetheless, I'm nitpicking. This is just for me. This is what makes, like I said, I'm just nitpicking. But like I said, I felt like Gaddis had a beatable second round. Like, it wasn't trash. No, it wasn't. It was a good round, but I felt like Official would have got through her material better. She would have got the second clear for me. Yeah, you gotta get that one to Gaddis. You gotta get that one to Gaddis, because I couldn't really follow everything with Official. Like, Official, man, I just couldn't fit. I couldn't get with it. But Gaddis, the way she opened up, it was dope. It was fine. Like, she came in. But then Gaddis' third round was... even if Official would have got through her third round clean, I feel like that third round from Gaddis was actually very smokable. Very smokable. That was definitely fire. So bad, it made Gaddis look better. Way better than it should have. It's got this, like, now Gaddis got this big, she got this big old, she's like, K-Shine, slow your roll, bitch. I'm just being funny. Disclaimer, I'm just talking about shit, but slow your roll. You don't want to be zip them up. Do you really want to get zipped up super fast? Like, Loso was, I remember when people said Loso and K-Shine. And K-Shine was like, bro, you don't want this type of smoke with me. And people really don't. Like, you have to really, like, the thing about it is K-Shine, he even said that he has a process for people that he battles. Like, he has to dislike you a whole lot for him to want to get in the ring with you. I don't think he dislikes Loso or Gaddis enough to want to battle him. It's just one of those things where he's just like, got small annoyances. When y'all make more noise, then I'll be annoyed with you, and then I'll come outside for you. Her second battle back, but I don't think anybody saw her late. Who did she battle? Lady Caution? I don't know who she battled. I think she battled somebody at Gates of the Garden. And she battled RX, which I haven't seen that one either. Shape and like really. We gotta put her in front of somebody that's actually not going. Don't get this shit. That would be something I want to see. Bad note before 40. That's right. Jazz already said. Jazz, she felt bad seeing Official get beat so bad. She like, oh hell no, I gotta put some name on the Bardashian name. All right. Yeah, set it up. I don't care when. Set it up. So Jazz and Gaddis will be going down sometime in the future. Battle? Jazz. I don't care. People gonna say whatever they want about. Like, I know people, like, I was watching Easy's vlog. The shit. I agree with what he said as far as, like, you know, like, niggas should be your top five. Or you should at least add some more to it. I feel like Jazz is a five all time. Maybe to the fact that she's like the female goods in a way. but not like because of swag, but more of the lines because of how she, like, she's strategic. Like, she has to really want a battle. And every time Jazz come outside, can you think of one performance that Jazz did terrible? Official didn't body her, so we're not gonna do that. They just saw somebody that was actually able to, you know, bring the thunder to her. Like, I feel like Official brought more of the thunder to her than Miss Hustle and QB Black Diamond. So that was the only thing people were surprised at, that Official just came out more hungry than those two did. And you heard, like I said, Jazz, you know, she takes battles. She'll just battle everybody. She battles people that, you know, have been fired. 40. So, of course, she came outside. Outside. She battled K-Profit when K-Profit didn't have a polo man on her polo. Good old days. They had a bad battle for me. Like, everybody, all these people that I've listed that she's battled, she's done her thing with. You can't say Jazz clearly lost any of those battles. So I just feel like the best just for that alone. Even when she takes, like, her small hiatus and stuff, it's like, it doesn't feel like she has ring rust anytime she gets on that platform. You see different sides of her with, you know, like, as she gets older, you know, now that she had already popped her cherry and everything and this and this and that, you know, Jazz is, you know, maturing more. So we different Jazz. So I, you know, that's one another thing. I like that Jazz continues to keep, you know, different sides of her in battle, but at the same time still staying true to herself. I like that in general. So one of my top five of all time. I think that Easy puts E Hard at the top of his list. That's fire. That's truly fire. You know, damn, always been C3, honestly. Before C3, it was Shayna. Shayna was my favorite rapper at one point because Shayna was an unstoppable force, yo. Hey, man, all three rounds, like, she did not take her foot off the gas when she rapped, you feel me? Finally got hooked. Then I got, you know, of course, Miss Hustle. I like Miss Hustle. E Hard. When I met C3 facing Jay Smooth, it's the fan of C3 after that. I wanted to watch every C3 battle. And so C3 is my number one female. Period. Listen, I love C3. I love C3 style. I love the fact that she's cut from where I'm cut from. Like, before, she was a Pope. She was doing poetry jams and stuff like that. You know, stuff that I'm, you know, I don't have the courage to do. No cap. But it is what it is. So I see C3 as my favorite. Everybody's angle for C3 is the fact that she too thick. But like I said, she like women though. So it's like, you know, gotta, you know. And her name is Craig. So it's like, yeah, the C stands for Craig, so it's like, you know, but everybody keeps trying to overlook that shit. Like, yo, why is he so thick? Like, you cannot be that thick. Like, it's not the point. But I want to see C3 on one of these Watch the Throne cards. I don't know why she ain't been, like, she been battling. She just been in the Queen of the Ring, which has kind of been making me sad. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, she ain't got her few plates on URL. I love that. But I'm like, yo, I want to see you back in the ring. sit down. The official need to sit down. Come on, honey. We're not betting on you no more. Horrible. Or, man. I'm glad I finally got a chance to talk about this. Yes. I got going far in the tournament. Stumbles. Our peep of his material and some of his battles. I think it's fuck. Wait to see him versus Kid Slade, because I want to know how bad he gonna do. How bad you gonna do him? How bad is it gonna look when he gets to the next round? How bad? Versus Bankhead, that's supposed to be dropping sometime. Cause I want to see that. Cause I don't know if it's the same nigga that started off in the proving grounds. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same guy. So, but we'll find out when I check the battle up. But that's who I got going far. I'm so glad that Stumbles is getting this chance. I said Stumbles even let even, like I said, I can't wait. Stumbles, shit. Like yo, J2. If he can get past True Foe, he's going to be a problem. Talk about real quickly, and then I'm going to go ahead. Because I didn't really want to spend too much time today. I'm just kind of just giving a little... This is called a wrap it up when I want to talk about multiple things at one time. Next thing we have... Man. Clown about this situation. I love being a clown about him. Math being thirsty again. Son, I don't know. But this, like, yo. Math was talking about. But I noticed, but I've been hearing a lot of people just like, yo. Apparently, Math is now once again mad that Goods is considered another battle that is not him. Bro, why? I don't understand why Math cares about this Goods battle so much. Like, why? I don't understand. It's irritating. You know, and you still chasing him. You sound. Oh, they don't want to battle. It should be done with. That should be it. It's over with. But no, you want to keep going on and on. Like, bro, why do you want this Goods battle so much? And I feel like Math would be the type to be like Snake Eyes, like the streets want it. Like, when I heard Snake Eyes say that shit, the Geechee Gotti battle, saying the streets wanted him versus Geechee, bro, I was like, well, why do niggas be lying? Why are you all like, well, why? Like, why we got a cap? Why we got a cap? Why we Kung Laoing niggas, bro? Why we cut with the cap? Like, we need to cut with the cap, man. Fan base wants you to battle Goods. Don't want you to battle. Culture don't like, bro. You understand? You ain't been hot in a while. Like, if you really think them joints you got on your channel is supposed to make us still think, like, bro, you and Cortez have a weird way of thinking. I think it's just this whole NYB shit that you niggas be at. Come outside for a few good ones. Whole world on your on a plate. No, what is wrong? Be a stumbling official, and he feels he deserves surf. Politics, I guess you could say he deserves surf. I mean, if you politics surfs, you know, but then again, no. Jazz battle because they didn't want to pay her the amount of money that she wanted for Jazz. Because she wanted to... I know what it was. She wanted to profit off Jazz, but she wasn't about to... And like, we paid you what you... We was going to pay you what you worth. And she was like, well, I know my worth, so fuck it. All right, then. I didn't want to see the battle. Other people want to see Jazz and Misfit. I don't. Just like I don't want to see Cortez, sir. Just like I don't want to see Goods and Math. Like, yo, dudes. Dudes, you're not get. Let me just say this to all three of the members of NYB and to all the leading members of my unpopular, my expert opinion. Battles, yo. Y'all not getting the battles. They don't want to battle y'all. Let it go. Because they're sipping, that's up here taking back bottles when niggas lose to a nigga that pulling up on niggas at events when he smitching his name and stuff like that. Talking about, you trash. You trash. Look at my watch. Like, bruh, how bored you niggas gotta be? Official, you beat a fire Jack boy, but then you go and choke a stumble against Nitty. We not like, I'm doing this with y'all. We not doing this. I just really wish that you guys would be more humble. I'm more fire than y'all really are, and it's just, it's like I constantly have to see, like, it's hard, like, going through YouTube, find out, oh, man, Math again, Cortez again, what, like, when Cortez, like, those, like, do the Ultimate Madness thing, I had built the respect for Cortez, even after he lost to Rum Nitty, like, I could believe he lost that bad Rum Nitty, then he got an interview with Ed Ward, talking about who he deserved, and I'm like, take it to me. That's Volt Bodega right there. Talking all that shit. Me and all on his high horse. Thinking he's the greatest. Get out. Predictions. Because I've been seeing everybody say a bunch of stuff, and pretty much everybody's had their own personal spin on it. Me, it's just going to be quick, simple, but I am going to give some. I'm going to go ahead and, you know. That's a battle that nobody wants to see for real. X Factor, man. Look, man. This is why listen, I don't understand. Where they find X Factor, yo? Video, like, you know, I'm just out here getting the money and everything. Like I know the kid, he's, you know, but I'm about to come, like, all right, yeah. We hear you. You about to come with these bars, I guess. And, you know, I get it. X Factor old school, so no, of course he gonna try to do a little promo because he realized, you know, Nick. Trust believe, everybody's got big. Everybody's not. I'm sorry. Let me not be disrespectful. Everybody got X Factor losing. Big that has X Factor. Like, Big, I guarantee you, watch Big K. Like, this Big K, when it comes to RBE, Big K is one of my favorites to watch with this face off shit. One of the best. When it comes to RBE shit, Big K, I want to watch for when it comes to this face off shit. Because Big K has you weak for his opponent, too. Like, with Clone, you know, he was like, it ain't even about you, yo. It ain't about you. But I get it. You want to come up. You trying to build your brand. I got you. Like, Big K, he was really respectful with Clone. Like, he really didn't have nothing bad to say to Clone. He said all that bad shit from when he battled him and smoked him. But, you know, we all know how that worked out. Right. actual battle of bars. So, bars. Big K has way more bars than X Factor. X Factor is known for being witty, wordplay, like, you know, he. One of the most noble X Factor bars was when he was like, I don't waste mine. It's obvious. Whenever iPhone, she know it's FaceTime. Cause they cowards. Like I said, the old X Factor, like, despite his sus bars, he has some shit. He has some shit, man. Like I said, his goods battle, had an angle. He was doing some angles, talking about Goods' priorities. But he really could talk about Goods' priorities because Goods was one of them niggas that always, you know, had his priorities in order for the most part. The only thing he didn't have in order was the fact was, you know, Goods was heavy set. I mean, he wasn't like disgusting fat, but Goods was the nigga that everybody knew was the one that sweated under his armpits and shit. But then Goods worked on that. Like, Goods, before X Factor could even get on him about his priorities, he was already working on that. So, yeah. Then X Factor battled Ill Will and said if Ill Will was a chick, he'd rape him. Then he told Head Ice he like a nigga that he told Head Ice, you like a nigga that shaves his balls. How do you know that? Like I said, that's an X Factor. Just be he wild, bro. He wild. Like, that's a freak ass nutball. Like, freak ass nutball. But anyway, with a 30-second work, X Factor might have some shit. He might have one or two good bars per battle, but I haven't heard a solid X Factor round in a while, so I don't expect to see three solid rounds. Like, I haven't heard three good rounds from X Factor that made me go, wow, we need X Factor to come back. I ain't heard that. So, Big K, 30 sack of work. The dog strikes again. The dog will strike again on this Saturday. He will strike again. There's going to be some X flips that I hope. I hope Big K has some X flips. Ooh, X Factory. You know that's crazy? One of my Marvel Strike Force teams is called X Factory. And it consists of Magneto's daughter, Polaris, Multi-Man, Shatterstar, and Longshot. What if I created a scheme using all their names and shit, talking about breaking down? Ah, oh, man. Now I want to battle X Factor just to say X-Men, just to say have an X-Men bar, X-Men scheme. Listening to this podcast right now, if you play, I don't think anybody plays Marvel Strike Force. That's fine. I mean, nobody that watches Battle Rap, that ever. But anybody, if you ever battle X Factor in the future, idea, you know, look up X-Men, X Factor, you'll see this Multi-Man, Polaris, Longshot, Shatterstar. If somebody could come up with a scheme using those names and having it consist of X and then try to use it in a way to beat X Factor, I will cash at you $25. Yeah. I stand by that. Whoever it is, whoever does it. I want to see the battle too. It has to be a fire battle too. I don't think anybody's gonna do it, but I'm still gonna put that out there because I would love to. I'm definitely gonna come up with a bar. I'm definitely gonna come up with a scheme of my own, but it ain't gonna be for battle rap purposes. It'll just be for like one of my poems, like something like that. Because the thing about X Factor is, you know, there's a double entendre in the word in itself, so. Huh? But yeah, Big K, 30-second walk. The dog will strike again. The dog will strike again on Saturday. that's a lot of people say that's gonna be a sleeper battle. Honestly, it could honestly be one of the battles of the night, mainly because AWOR don't have a bad performance, and Rosenberg Raw has been clean all year. Like, so it's really not about if the battle. It's not about if the battle is gonna be fire or not. It's about what are these two gonna say to each other. Like, it's obvious. I already know AWOR gonna come. Like, I feel like Rosenberg Raw is gonna have some. He's gonna try to talk to AWOR about Christianity and about, and he's gonna, you know, gonna talk about how there were times where I was looking for God. He never spoke to me in them streets. Like, I feel like Rosenberg Raw is gonna tie into that shit. Like, every street nigga that comes at as Christian, they always go that route. You know, they always try to make it seem like, you know. And it's okay. I get it. Because to some degree, I know what that, I, you know, when they talk that shit, if it's relatable, I fuck with it. Only if it's relatable, though. But I, like I said, I'm on both sides of it. That's why I can't really speak. Because I'm on both sides of the spectrum. Because I know what it's like to be on the street side of shit. That's thinking, where is Jesus at? Lord, you know, God forgive me. But I also know, but I'm also on the Christian side where I know that God ain't never left, you know. And at the same time, God also didn't tell me to make all the decisions I made to get myself situations that he wants me to get. That he was wondering why, that he was hoping that he might not, that he's like, why? I'm confused myself. Sometimes. Anyway, I just want to know what they're going to say to each other for real. Keep it interesting. I know Rosenberg's not going to do too much. I know Rosenberg ain't, he not really going to be doing angling. He just going to, I don't know. He gonna talk to him, AWOR. He gonna try to talk to him, but AWOR gonna try to talk to him. So it's gonna be a conversation, really. It's gonna be an interesting conversation. Adel. 2-1. I'm gonna go AWOR 2-1. I don't see AWOR losing to Rosenberg Raw. If he loses to Rosenberg Raw, that's gonna be something. That's gonna be something. That's gonna have people double back and like, okay, so if Geechee would have actually, like, had prep for AWOR, would he have won? Like, I don't know. Let's see. We'll find out Saturday. This is Ill Will. What are we doing? Like, I know people gonna be like Ill Will 2-1 because they gotta give Jag a round, because let's be honest, people are still mad at Ill Will for that 40 cal performance. Because Ill Will was supposed to smoke him. He was supposed to smoke him. Like, it was supposed to be it wasn't supposed to be no debatable rounds. 40 cal was supposed to get a round. And had niggas thinking like, oh, like before the homie, we was like, dang, you got angle at 40 cal. How it was pretty interesting. And we fuck when? Yeah, Pontiac. She live where? About it is 40 cal stood by that angle too. Ill Will to kill that nigga. He was supposed to smoke him. The way you spoke T-Rex on quarantine, you was supposed to smoke 40 cal. I was like, Ill Will 2-1. But me, I'm not gonna be that guy. a little bit for 40 Cal that had to, you know, 40 Cal, you let the door open a little bit for 40 Cal. I wouldn't say 40 Cal got some good punches in, but I feel like 40 Cal, you know, he got a few scratches in before you murked him. Before you put him out of his misery, he got a few scratches on you, bro. He scratched you up. That seat and paid in full. Of course you do. Pfeiffer, when homie asked him, you got how much in that bag? And you know, he was, Mekhi Pfeiffer was trying to get his son and shit, and homie just, and he was scratching homie up, trying to punch on him and shit, and then homie just kept stabbing him, trying to, but Mekhi Pfeiffer didn't die without a fight though. He kept fighting, but you know, yeah. 40 Cal, but like he still, like 40 Cal still died, like he still lost, but it should have been way more cleaner than that. We talking like with Jag, we need it without a trace. Like that, you could definitely smoke, you could definitely catch a body and leave no traces. But Ill Will says he has a process when it comes to battles. Like I said, he don't really turn up. Like, his material, his opponent don't even excite him. What excites him is his fans. When he step in the building, he see how big the crowd is. He like, oh yeah, I gotta shake these motherfuckers up. I gotta shake the pillars off this bitch. Like, when Ill Will get to the venue, and then he's like, oh shit, yeah, it's time to light this shit up. Oh yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, so Ill Will don't get it. He don't get amped for a battle till he get there. But at the same time, crowd, like I said, I hope the crowd is large. Large, and like, I mean, I know we still during the pandemic and whatnot, you know. Yeah, masks are being lifted, but still, in certain areas, there's still masks. Anyway, however big the crowd is going to be, I just hope that Ill Will is going to smoke Jag clearly all three rounds. I know he has a better pen. He has a better everything than Jag. So I don't see how he can make this debatable. Like, everything that Jag does, he does it 10 times better. So I don't expect anything less from Ill Will. So I'm expecting a 3-0. I'm not doing it. I can't do that. I can't do, oh, I'll just do 2-1 because of his last performance with the last industry guy. Well, 40 count Whitney. Anyway, point is, sticking to the Ill Will train with the 3-0. He's 3-0 in Jag, and I'm hoping it don't look too bad of a 30. Like, I hope Jag have some shit that lets me know that, you know, we're going to want to see him in the next battle. Like, I hope Jag makes it so we want to see him in the next battle. Because he says he wants to do this. So if he wants to be if he wants to battle rap, it's like, I want to see him be better. You know, I just feel like Ill Will's not somebody that you still got to work out your kinks with. Like, you've been battle tested against Mav Hoffa, which, I mean, that's a good battle to get your feet wet with. Then you had 40 Cal. That was just hilarious. Now you got Ill Will. Wow. Way to just jump out the window. Way to just say, you know what? Life is tired of living. It's time to, you see this roof? Off of it. Because the loser got to jump. You jumping. Oh, you jumping. Too much. But we want him to. We want him to. We want him to smoke you. I want him to smoke you. But I also want you to make it a rewatchable battle. So, because all Ill Will's material is rewatchable. There's not one Ill Will battle that I have not been able to go to that's not rewatchable. So, material is his opponent. So, you gotta be the one maybe go, oh, I gotta see him in Jag again. fans in general. If you want a fan, if you want more fans and stuff like that, if you want people to see you come outside more. It's supposed to happen years ago. There's Mook and Aver. I had ice and beat him. I agree with Vitafly says on this one. We really don't need this battle fucked up. Like, we really don't. We need everybody to be quiet. We need to hear every bit of material that King Los and Daylight are gonna put. Because King Los said he had hella material for Daylight. Because Daylight's a character. So there was material there. You know, to cleanse the body. Like, you know, King Los talked a whole lot of shit in that last press conference for real. Because he said Daylight lyrically, there's nobody in the world that can lyrically rattle King Los. And he said, and Daylight, now that Daylight, like I said, that galaxy scheme he had for Tay Rock, that universe scheme, the fact that that's still, they put that as the ad for Caffeine on YouTube videos now. And it's rewatchable. It's a rewatchable ad. Because, like I said, those are Daylight's best rounds ever of all time. Those are some of the best rounds of all time. And now we gotta hear King. Yo, this battle, I can't call a winner. I really can't. You really just gotta listen. We just gotta hear whose material is gonna outweigh, whose material will outweigh the others. That's really what it comes down to. Whose material is gonna outweigh the others? If you put both these people, if you put Daylight and King Los's material on a scale, which one is going to go up? And which one is going to be the heaviest? The heaviest is going to be the winner. That's all we're really going to say. Whatever, which one ever is the heaviest on the scale is the winner. On one scale, and on the other scale, we got an ounce. Scale we'll have a zip, and on one scale we have a pound. You know, I like the last comparison better. Zip, ounce. Yeah, that's better. Bad battle. We just gotta see whose material is heavier. The last battle of the evening. For me, it's a sleeper battle. Only one person wants the battle. Is Hitman Holla. See how I yawn? That's what I mean by sleeper. Well, see, Calico and Hitman battled before the Snoop Dogg joint, Snoop Dogg John. But I heard Calico won. So like I said, my thing is Calico wins battles that he wants to win. He wins battles that he wants. You know, I feel like Calico can win this battle. Even by Hitman did say he's not gonna give a bad performance, but at the same time, Hitman has been known to say that he doesn't, you know, that he don't really care to try too hard. I remember him mentioning that with Aver. He mentioned when he did that 2-on-2 with Aver, and they battled T-Top and Briz. You know, we had so much material of how we want to destroy it, but you know, we could have wrote someone, but you know, we didn't care to. Like, that's the thing. That's the thing I'm worried about. Like, I feel like Hitman don't care enough. Like, yeah, he gonna give, you know, like I said, ARP pay is handsome, so he gonna get that money's worth. We're gonna get a better Hitman than we did from the Cassidy battle. So with that, I feel like I'm gonna go with Calico 2-1. Can't spell putting that norbs in it. Yo, norbs, what you doing? Wildin'. Wow, man. You working for ARP? What's wrong with you? You get on my nerves.
No, he needs to go potty.
Well, then go. Well, okay. Right away. You made. And what are you doing? You don't even have to go. You just want to stand next to me. I'm still blogging. yeah. Little thing where you record your voice and kind of just talk about random stuff that you like. And as you can see, my dog Harley, she just pranked him into thinking she had to go to the bathroom, but really she just wanted to be around me. Hey, though, tune in to Max Out 2 on this Saturday. I believe the event starts at 5. The press conference is at 7 on Friday. No, Saturday. Yeah. On Friday, it's a press conference at 7 on the RBE channel. And then, hey, tune in to get the pay-per-view. I don't think there's a lot. Get the pay-per-view. I don't think I'm personally not going to buy the pay-per-view. If someone looks out, I appreciate it. That's a blessing, you know. But other than that, I don't really think the event is worth the money. I don't know. This card is about, for me, and Jag and A-Word, and besides Daylight and King Los and Ill Will and Jag, this card is a good 6.5 for me. Not really worth the money, but it's worth hearing about afterwards. So definitely tune in. For those who do choose to buy pay-per-view, I ain't mad at it. You know, do your thing. It turns out good for you. I hope it's your money's worth. With that being said, this is B&B. I'm signing out respectfully.